So I'm here to talk a little bit about what our office does. And this is kind of hard to see, but our work kind of falls in three buckets. At the top are our most complicated cases, but there are least common cases. And those are the cases where we participate either as a party or as an amicus in the Supreme Court or when the Federal Circuit goes en banc. Those take a lot of time because we have to coordinate with other agencies in the government and coordinate with the Department of Justice. But they're the sort of the least volume of our cases. Below that is our intervention cases. In the AIA, we have, as we'll discuss, we have the right to intervene. That actually is turning, it's moving to the point where the number of cases in which we intervene is actually about the same as the number of ex parte appeals we get. Our ex parte appeals rate has been dropping. Even though the board, as Scott Bullock mentioned, the board is issuing a lot more ex parte decisions, and it's affirming the examiner more than half the time, our appeal rate to the Federal Circuit has dropped pretty substantially. And so we're seeing a lot of AIA appeals come in. We look at each of those appeals, and we intervene. Historically, we've intervened in about 20%, but that number is dropping as we get more and more precedential decisions from the Federal Circuit. So under 35 U.S.C. 143, we have the right to intervene in these AIA appeals. In order to make it easier for us, we promulgated a rule with the board rulemaking packages about the PGRs and IPRs, requiring appellants to identify the issues that they're going to raise in their notice of appeal so that we can look at it and see whether it's something that's of broader interest to the agency or whether it's just, you know, a dispute between the parties about the patentability of a particular patent. It's probably not something that we'll need to devote the resources for, but if it's, if there are other issues.